For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, I thought it was you, but behind those heavy sunglasses, you've gone Hollywood on me, Anthony.
It's not a Hollywood film. It's an independent film made in Buffalo, The American Side. And don't get too excited. I'm in it for 2 seconds. It's a cameo.
You're on the big screen, though.
Very big, silver screen. It's Jenna Ricker is the director. Greg Stewart is the star. Matthew Broderick as the villain. Robert Vaughn, a little bit part. And it's film noir. And it makes Buffalo look just gorgeous. It made me look gorgeous for my two-second close-up. In fact, you know, it was a problem. I was supposed to look terrible, and I looked too good. So.
Did you get to hang out at the craft table with Matthew Broderick?
No, just a day player. They're there for one day in among the extras, who were real friendly right until I got called into makeup and wardrobe, and then they turned on me. Movie making is mostly waiting. You know, you're waiting, waiting, waiting. You go in, you say, what the hell did I just do? They said, thank you. You leave.
So I've heard.
But people are liking the movie, which is at the North Park.
And the name again? Is
The American Side.
Lots of great shots of Buffalo, I understand.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Buffalo, she came back to Klein Hands, Michelle Ragusa. You were there.
She was downstairs in the little club, and she did a cabaret act, and she could not have been more delightful. It was a great time. They served dinner, but you could also get just a ticket for the bar. And she did a fabulous program with Eric Alsford at the piano, all Michelle, her glorious voice.
And great comic timing. She's funny.
Oh, she's very funny. And she described her audition for Mel Brooks when she was auditioning for Young Frankenstein. She did replace Megan Mullally, whose name I don't think she mentioned, but she did replace Megan Mullally in Young Frankenstein. And she described auditioning for him. And with the very first line, he started laughing. First line. And she went, wow, this is going well. And indeed, she got the job. She's funny.
Well, another Buffalo performer made good, Eric Jordan Young. And he's back on stage. Now, this is on the main stage at Klein Hands.
With the full orchestra, and it's a celebration of Sammy Davis Jr. And he's not impersonating Sammy Davis, though, as he says that, he so resembles Sammy Davis that he doesn't really need to. He moves like Sammy and can sing those songs that we associate with Sammy Davis Jr., Candyman, What Kind of Fool Am I, Bye Bye Blackbird, expect all of that. And it's really rather wonderful. It's of that generation, of the great entertainers of that generation. In our memory, even though at the time Sammy loomed very large, I think that in memory he gets kind of left behind. And I think it has everything to do with the tumultuous period of history, Vietnam, civil rights. This is an entertainer who was a pioneer in every sense, had championed, however, both President Kennedy and President Nixon, for which he was heavily criticized, and then as being the very first African-American in a lot of places, laughing and enduring all kinds of racially oriented jokes at his expense, for which he was for a time criticized. But I think gradually, as with many people, his contribution is increasingly being recognized. And Eric Jordan Young has been really among the principal proponents of rescuing the phenomenal legacy of Sammy Davis Jr. And it looks like a great program with the BPO on Saturday.
Well, one night only, this Saturday, April 30th.
At 8 o'clock.
Well, let's talk about some openings. Dirty Dancing. You've seen the movie, but have you seen the touring production of the musical? Well, it's going to be at Shays. And it opens for a short run this coming Tuesday, May 3rd.
And Farragut North, starting at Road Less Traveled, based on the presidential campaign of Howard Dean. And then over at the Cavanoke Theater, the ever-popular thriller Wait Until Dark. Again, you might remember the film Audrey Hepburn being terrorized by a psycho killer. And that opens tonight.
I'd like to look way down the road, if you don't mind. The New Phoenix is collaborating with the Subversive Theater. They're putting on Judgment at Nuremberg. That opens on May 5th. The True Story of the Three Little Pigs. It's the true story, folks. That's going to be at Theater of Youth, and that'll open in the afternoon on May 7th.
A theme here, truth. Judgment at Nuremberg and The Three Little Pigs. Not a double bill, but you know, a common theme.
A common theme. And then Buffalo's own A.R. Gurney, Love Letters with two huge stars.
And the stars of Love Story, Ali McGraw and Ryan O'Neill, they are actually coming to Buffalo. They will do Love Letters at 710 Main, and it's not too early to think about getting your tickets.
That opens on May 11th. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.